My birding buddy, Michael Bernstein, recently made reservations to visit Hawk Ridge's Owl Banding Station for this past Saturday night, and he generously invited me to come along. The Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory traps somewhere between 600 and 1,700 or so tiny northern saw-whet owls every fall. They provide opportunities for small groups to observe the banding and public programs for larger numbers of people to learn about owl banding and see banded birds just before they're released. Unlike hawk banding, owls caught at night are not lured in with what looks like potential prey. If an owl happens to be flying in the area, it may or may not get caught in a mist net. In hopes of drawing curious owls from a wider area, the banders were playing recordings of long-eared northern saw-whet and eastern screech owls while we were there. They never play recordings of larger owls. On the very rare occasions that a great horned or barred owl does appear on site, it may try to grab one of the little owls from a net, hurting or even killing the little bird as well as getting itself entangled. Fortunately, this hardly ever happens. When a larger owl is caught, the banders usually take it somewhere else to release it. The main push of migrating saw-whet owls up here is in October, but they start migrating in September after the young of the year are fully independent and the adults have finished molting. Owl banding at Hawk Ridge starts on September 15th, and during the first 7 nights of banding this year, they'd caught a respectable 32, but then it picked up enormously. On just the 5 nights from September 23rd through 27th, they caught 250. As usual, the only owls they've caught so far are saw-whets. All but 7 of these are now wearing a new U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service leg band. The exceptions were already wearing a band when they got caught. A great deal of information can be gleaned from those rare encounters with previously banded owls, which may have been banded at Hawk Ridge, but also at some distant place recently or years ago. On Saturday, we arrived at 7:30 just as the banders were setting up their mist nets. They checked the nets every half hour. At 8 o'clock, they'd already caught one, and at 8:30, 3 more. Our group stayed until about 9 after they'd released the last of these and the banders had to leave to check the nets again. Through the night, they caught a total of 35. It's of course a crapshoot whether any owls at all show up on a given night. Owl migration is very weather dependent, heaviest when there is no precipitation and winds are light or northwesterly. Ideal conditions cannot be predicted in advance with any certainty, but the Hawk Ridge staff provides a lot of valuable information in a wonderfully accessible way. So on the few nights that the experience falls short of superb because of lack of owls, it's still pretty darn good. I've observed saw-whet owl banding at Hawk Ridge and other banding stations several times over the years, and it's always a treat. Once in a while, one of these tiny owls will show its displeasure by clacking its bill, but they never bite or claw at the people handling them, and their curiosity always exceeds their annoyance, making it a genuine joy to watch them watching us. When one is ready to release and has had time to adjust to the darkness, very often the banders allow one of the visitors to hold the bird in their flattened hand until it flies off. On Saturday night, one flew off almost instantly, 2 remained on a hand for several long seconds, and 1 remained on a hand for over a minute. They're so light, their feathers so soft, and their eyes so bright that holding one for even the briefest moment is one of the sweetest experiences a person can have. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.